The Fergus Scottish Festival and Highland Games take place August 8th to 10th, but if you're looking for a brief history and all things Scottish Festival early, you can head to the Wellington County Museum and Archives, featuring a classic Highland dance outfit, tartan, and a timeline of significant events, a festival display, according to Festival Executive Director Elizabeth Bender, is an immersive one. She says this collaboration is a long time coming.
The display is in celebration of our 80th anniversary, so we're very excited. This was actually intended to be part of our 75th, which actually fell during the pandemic. So 5 years later, we've been able to collaborate with the museum on this wonderful piece. It's in the archives, and it has a little nod to all of the things that encompass what the Fergus Scottish Festival and Highland Games is all about.
Festival President Matthew Bennett Monty also tells the Grandat 101 the museum held an event featuring honorary guests like past presidents and heard stories from decades of the festival's history. Bennett Monty says when it comes to the event itself, watching it grow has been a sight to behold and a sign of strength in the community.
Of course, starting at Victoria Park and its grounds and moving up to a 60 plus acre facility, we use every square inch of it. It's a true testament to the community and all the volunteers that make this happen.
Bender says the four pillars of the day, heavy events, Highland dance, pipes and drums, and lastly, clans and heritage, each have a special competition or display planned to be showcased this year. The fun doesn't stop there, though, says Bender, who explains Saturday night's concert lineup this year features Albanach, the Red Hot Chili Pipers, and the group she dubbed the Boy Band, who turned the world tartan, the Bay City Rollers. Bennett Monty says demand for the festival has grown exponentially over the years.
Over the past three decades, we've seen a festival grow from approximately 8,000 to 10,000 attendees to now approaching 30,000 attendees. And let me tell you, that's a busy weekend.
Could it continue to evolve? Bender certainly isn't ruling it out.
The festival could definitely continue to grow. We're just running out of space. So as the community of Fergus and the Sportsplex area grows, there's definitely opportunities for us to expand. We certainly aren't seeing a declining rate in attendance. We're actually seeing an increase in folks wanting to come to such a unique event. I see the festival continuing to grow over the years to come.
Both Bennett Monty and Bender were sure to mention the cultural significance of this event in Fergus, citing a rich Scottish heritage. Tickets can be found online at FergusScottishFestival.com. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grandat 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.